December 26, 2004, and our 1st Battalion, 128th Infantry Battalion, had deployed into theater, into Iraq, in a full combat, what we called a full spectrum mission. And they had done their, what we call a left seat, right seat ride, and had just taken overall responsibility for their area of operations, literally, I think, 4 or 5 days prior to that. And they were in a very, very dangerous area in Samarra, in what was called the Sunni Triangle. Extremely dangerous area and violent. And so I'm home, December 26, and I get a phone call from my predecessor in this position as the Deputy Adjutant General, telling me that I needed to go up to Loyal, Wisconsin. One of the soldiers from the battalion had been severely injured in a IED attack, a roadside bomb, on a foot patrol. He wasn't even in vehicles. And so I needed to go up and notify the family of the severity of his injuries, to the extent that I could. So I get a hold of the chaplain and mentally prepare myself to get up there, and got to get up there quick. And so literally, you know, I can't remember where Barb was, my wife, and I called her and told her what I was doing, and I need to go. And of course, you know, she didn't have a problem with that. So I take off, and we get up to Loyal, and it turns out it was to the family of Staff Sergeant Todd Olson, his wife Nancy, and children, and she's not at home, not at their house. So we did a little searching, talked to one of the neighbors, and found out she was at his parents' house in that town. They were all celebrating Christmas. So we had to go over there and inform her and the kids, his parents, all of the brothers and sisters and their children. There was no way to separate them, that Todd had been seriously injured. And I couldn't relate at the time. I mean, he had lost his legs, and I mean, it was a very traumatic injury. And so we were with them for about, I'd say, a half an hour, and exchanged the information we needed to give them to make sure that they would could get the information they needed, and departed. And I wasn't 20 minutes out, and I get a call back on my cell phone from, again, my predecessor, saying I needed to turn around, that he had passed. And so I had to get a hold of the chaplain again. And this time, we had, during the first visit, we discovered which parish they belonged to in Loyal. So we went over there first and got the pastor to come with us, explain the situation. So then, you know, here's a military officer showing right back up. And they just thought I was conveying some more information. And of course I was, but I mean, I was telling them their dad and their husband, son, brother was dead. And, you know, to this day, that event affected me tremendously, both individually and professionally. And it highlighted even much more our responsibility. You know, soldiers are going to get hurt, soldiers are going to die in conflict. But I never really got to see that end of it. You know, never really, maybe necessarily thought of that end of it. The impacts to the families. And thankfully, I mean, over the years, Nancy and the kids and the family were close friends. I'm amazed when I first saw him again after the funeral, about 2 months removed, I met with her and his parents at their request, and I absolutely expected them to hate me. I would not have faulted them to a person. I brought them the worst news they could ever imagine, and absolutely honest, the opposite. They were more concerned about me than themselves, which I thought was just a huge statement. Really reflective of the type of individuals they are, the strength of that family. So that was It is as impactful as it was to me personally and professionally. You know, I'm glad it was me that had the opportunity, if it had to happen. I guess that's all I can really say about that.